Child protection advocates say system failures in the juvenile detention centers in Ghana is a contributory factor to the increase in armed robbery cases in the country. This is because children who are sent to these correctional facilities are abused, with sodomy topping reported cases. They are also exposed to dangerous behaviors due to low supervision at these centers. Based on the manifestos of the political parties, the advocates are making a case for strong social protection programs and proper integration mechanisms for such juveniles after their release. A report by Irabnapa.
The interaction section organized by the Child Research and Resource Center Crescent was to critique the women and children policies in the manifestos of the NDC, NPP and the CPP. It was identified that though all the manifestos contain policies that address issues of women and children, they failed to tackle children with disabilities, early childhood education programs, child marriages, among others. Head of the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Boss Manasari, who compared and contrasted the manifestos, said though they appeared overambitious, higher political will and commitment could be essential in fulfilling the policies.
So objectively, when you look at the manifestos of the parties, you realize that all of them, they appear to mean well for the Ghanaian people. Their ideas are not so different. So what you do by running the country is that you make sure that certain opportunities are available for the marginalized, for the vulnerable, for groups that have not been captured or that have not been able to access economic opportunities in the system. So I think the manifesto should be able to capture this thing very, very comprehensively. The political will to undertake these interventions is very, very important.
Executive Director of Crescent, Suzanne Saba, said juvenile issues in correctional centers visited demands policy interventions to address. Outcomes of group discussions, which looked at child and early marriages, sexual abuse and exploitation of boys and girls, child delinquency, among others, identified system failures and the non-implementation of laws as some of the reasons which account for the increase in child-related problems.
Irabnapa.